far as the injuries go, there's really the guys are just coming in, so I don't have a lot of information for you there. It doesn't look like it'll be much different, though, from yesterday. So I'm proud of the guys, the way they handled themselves yesterday against a Steeler team that I think is a good football team, very well coached and powerful. They were minus their starting quarterback, but you know, this kid had stepped in and done a nice job the week before against Arizona, and looks like he's got a bright career ahead of him. I thought the coaches put together a nice game plan in all three phases there. I thought the players executed well and came out with good energy. Fans helped that. It was great to be able to play here at Arrowhead. And, you know, it was four good quarters of football, which I didn't think we had really gotten all together throughout the season until yesterday. It's good to have the Royals there. Look forward to seeing them kick this thing off here in a couple days. I guess it's tomorrow, right? So tomorrow against the Mets. And then the Ys, I think the guys have practiced hard the last couple of weeks here. I mean, just they've focused in and really put a concentrated effort forward and getting themselves better and still focusing on the team you're playing, but at the same time making sure that we've got our stuff together here. And then, again, the execution I thought was better. Time's yours.
Yeah, we heard a lot of players kind of mention that about the practices being a lot better the last few weeks. I was curious, on your end as a staff, now what did you guys do to kind of facilitate that? Did you kind of use your padded practices? I know you've got an allotment of them. What did you guys do to help facilitate it?
Yeah, well, what we normally do is do our one day of the padded practice, and then that carries you through, and you don't have to worry too much about changing up the schedule. So I don't think it was necessarily that. I think it was more of a concentrated area by the players to really focus in on it. And it sounds easy, but you come back Wednesday and you know, you're still pretty sore and that, and it takes a bit of an effort to you're being thrown a new game plan and then come out physically and make sure that you're moving fast and accurate. And so our Wednesday practices got better. Then Thursday is a little bit longer practice, and so you've got that challenge. So that now you got to stay focused throughout the whole practice, not just certain phases of it. I thought they did a better job of that. And then Friday, you shorten it up a little bit, but at the same time on Friday, you can pull off on the accelerator. And so the guys haven't done that. They've powered through that. So,
in your experience, does better practices necessarily lead to better play on Sunday, a good week of practice? Does that always lead to a good game on Sunday?
I'm not going to say it always does. I mean, that's not more often than not. I think it's the mental approach to it and the discipline that you put forward. I think that helps you, you know, in the long run.
You just said, you know, you hit the one day and that carries you through the week. Do you always want to do it on Wednesday? Or do you want to mix in some Thursday for it? I mean, do you got to mix it up a little?
How do you padded practice? Mm-hmm. Well, again, you're told what you can kind of do. So normally, what we do is we take the one day and we use it. Feel Wednesdays that's the best day to do it. You know, over the years, it's worked for us.
After seeing the video, your thoughts on the offensive line from yesterday?
Yeah, listen, I thought the offensive line did a pretty good job. I say that telling you that Pittsburgh, I think, has a pretty good front, and they gave us a few different looks. So. The thing I saw, and again, it wasn't all pretty, but the effort there was and the ability to set a tempo, I thought, was raised from what it was before. And I've said this from day one. That's where it starts, on the offensive side. And I like the way the guys handled themselves. Are there things we can get better at? Yeah, I mean, we've got to keep improving there, but the effort definitely was there.
You inclined to keep it this way?
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance it stays the same, yeah.
You've been patient with Eric Fisher. What led you to believe this was going to be the year that he figured some things out?
I see him day in and day out. And so I think it's been his approach to the game, his growth. He's healthier this year than he had been in the past. He had come off a couple surgeries there. So, and then the small school to a smaller school to the National Football League. So it takes a little bit of time, all those things combined. And you know, he's handled it right. And he's one of the guys that had a good game yesterday. Against a team that he didn't have a very good game against last year. So,
one thing, remember you said yesterday about him defending Charcandry, and I know you hate those kind of, you know, taunting and all those penalties, but it seemed like you really understood kind of where he was coming from. Did you end up talking to him after, or let him know that, hey, you know, I was kind of good with it because of the circumstances that came under?
Yeah, listen, we don't want the penalty. I mean, that's not what we want. We want to stay disciplined there. At the same time, I mean, the guy was twisting Charcandrick's leg right in front of the official, so somebody's got to do something about it. You know, he probably could have handled it different, but at the same time, you're going to stick up for your guys. And so you're going to try to tweak, you know, the ankle of one of our guys. We better be coming to the rescue as an offensive lineman. So I was proud of him for that. But, again, the penalties, man, those penalties kill you, so you got to be careful of those.
You talked after the game about Jeff Allen. He said he's got kind of an attitude to him. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, he's got an edge to him. He's not afraid to show that during games. You better not just stand around after he's blocked you. He's going to give you that little extra bit of effort right there, and that can be contagious. So I think he brings that.
Offensive line coach, you like to see it. I mean, that attitude you're talking about.
Like to see the attitude. Yeah, that's not really a nice guy position. So for 2 hours, you know, you've got to handle yourself a certain way, and you know, you're literally a protector of people. So you take that seriously.
Was that attitude missing, or there just wasn't enough of it?
Yeah, there wasn't enough of it. Yeah.
As coaches, what did you guys do? What could you guys do to communicate? Hey, let's get a little nasty up front now.
I tell you that things are my responsibility, that's my responsibility. So, that's where that starts. Yeah.
One thing that's kind of interesting about those guys, I mean, you know, Mitch has had to overcome some stuff this year, you know, with the blitzing and getting used to playing center again. You know, Laurent was benched for a few games. I mean, and actually four of those guys have all kind of had to overcome something this year as far as adversity-wise. How can that help kind of build a guy's mentality, you know, because they've kind of made it through it?
Yeah, well, yeah, we got a few more games left. So they every week's a challenge. The more tape that you put together for other teams to study, the more you've got to continue to strengthen your weaknesses and get better. And so that's, you know, that'll be our challenge up front. We're a bit young, but you know, as long as they play with great effort and heart and continue to study their opponents and make improvements in that area schematically, you know, we should be okay.
Every home game, probably since you've been here, you've talked about the fans here and how you appreciate the fans, and you're always congratulating the fans after the game for what they mm-hmm. did. And you're always welcoming teams to Arrowhead Stadium, and now you're giving up a home game. How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm thinking that there are probably a few of them that are going to cross the pond and come with us. So, yeah. So I look forward to seeing that. And you know, you do certain things for the game, and this is one of them. But I would expect we'd have a few fans over there.
Andy, what did you see from your offensive line down there in the goal line on the West TD there?
Yeah, well, I, you know, it was good grit. We really just repeated the same play twice. And I thought we blocked it well. I thought we blocked it well the first time. We just didn't quite get in, but came back and were able to punch it in on that second one.
And do you see growth from the fact you had the third and one, fourth one the prior week, and then this one you guys were able to?
Yeah, no, back. I thought it was a good thing. I thought our offensive line, Kelsey was involved with that along with the other tight end, so they were all a part of that.
Andy, speaking of Charcandrick, he clearly made the most of his practice squad year. Do you got guys over the course of your career that stand out that are graduates of the practice squad, and maybe a common theme of guys that managed to make it off the practice squad?
Yeah, I'm sure there are a few of them. I mean, over the years, the ones that just jump out, I can't recall them right this minute, but you know, he did do that. He worked his tail off last year. You could see his talent. We could see it during camp and when he first got here, and then he's just learned some of the finer points of the National Football League. Again, a smaller school, coming into the National Football League. But he took advantage of an opportunity yesterday and did a nice job with it.
Andy, as you get closer to this halfway point now, how far back is too far back? To be relevant.
Yeah, I mean, you just listen, 1 week at a time. In this league, you just you never know. So, and just go play that next game. Just take care of that, and not worry about all the other stuff that goes with it.
Andy, why did you structure this week the way you did, leaving Thursday night? Detroit's doing it differently. Not that that's necessarily better or worse, but why'd you do it this way?
Yeah, I looked at the win-loss. I mean, it's about 50-50. I mean, on who goes on Thursday, who goes Sunday. I mean, it's pretty much even, or at least it was when I checked it. I don't know about this year, but that's the way it was when I set this up. So not that I don't like England. But I let the guys practice here, sleep in their old beds, familiarity. We'll get ourselves over there. We've got it pretty well mapped out. Kind of presented it to them during the OTAs, hit them again with it a little bit later, you know, a few weeks ago. And then, you know, we go over. It's not a vacation. That's not what this is. They can go do that another time. We're going over to play a good Lions football team. I want to make sure we have maximum preparation right here and then understand why we're going there.
So it's all about football. No tour stuff.
I'm not really into all that.
Hey, you're heading out on Thursday evening where maybe there's concerns about jet lag. Is there anything built into the schedule to compensate for that at all?
Yeah, we're leaving around 7 o'clock. Get some sleep on the plane. I've had a chance to go to Japan and play over there, and you know, you get off that plane, a few hours difference going there too, and you want to just get out and get moving. You know, get your body back the way you want it. So 9 hours you have to rest, and on that plane, and then we'll get things going for Friday once we get there.
Last one, team.
Yeah, the one thing I've got is the red zone stuff. You guys punched it in the last two times yesterday. Kind of leading up to that, though, like, what are the different factors that can play a part in a team struggling there more than you want to? Like, what are the different factors that play a role?
Yeah, they've all been different. I mean, the bottom line is you don't get in. I mean, we've tried throwing, tried running it. You know, they had a couple nice snaps defensively, I thought, against us. So I take that as my responsibility again, you know, to make sure we're giving the players the right plays. You know, so that's there have been all kinds of different things that have factored into it. Bottom line is we got it in the two times that we needed to get it in there at the end and made it work.
You touched on this earlier, but Macklin, where does he stand as far as the evaluation?
Yeah, he's actually on his way in now. So We'll see. He says he feels pretty good, but we'll see where he's at.
Was it basically him saying he wasn't? He didn't feel like he was quite ready. Was that kind of the deciding factor?
And Rick had kind of sensed it too. I mean, we've been around him long enough. This isn't like somebody that he's new here, but we've known him a while, so he just was off. And between the two of them, they kind of worked that out with the docs and then I had a chance to talk to him, and he wasn't right. So, I mean,
he never said, hey, I don't feel right. It was just the way.
Well, no, I mean, once he was confronted with it, sometimes you have to dig a little bit, you know. You got to dig a little bit on him because he's a competitive guy. But you're around somebody long enough, you get a pretty good feel on him. So, and he just wasn't right. I mean, you could sense that, feel that.